The Lord bless you, YouTube family. I'm happy to say that the Lord began speaking to me again tonight, and I'll be sharing that with you in a little while. It is July the 3rd, 2015, and we've sought the Lord about the rumors about July the 4th and July the 7th, that there would be, the rapture would occur during this time, and he's not confirming that to us. So I'm wanting to encourage you to enjoy your weekend all the way into next week, and that for the next week or so, that it's going to be peaceful. There may be things that come up, but not the whole shebang, not what we're expecting. So on that note, I wanted to share with you Ezekiel's, Carol's, and my observation about where the Lord was at right now. For the past week or so, we've very much felt him in the passion, in the sense of the Garden of Gethsemane, the approaching time of his crucifixion. We've felt a similar kind of suffering for him that he's going through as he approaches the things that have to come to pass. Carol said, and I'm going to read this to you, "The sense that's been growing in me, if the timeline were to be compared to Jesus going to the cross, we are now at the time that Jesus has left the garden, the toil of prayer, and the suffering of knowing what is to come, the pain of anticipation of what must be. And now we've advanced to the standing in front of Pilate stage. His face is set as flint to the things to come. He's resolved that what must happen will and must happen. Now he looks to knowing that both the horror of the tribulation is upon us, him, and the world, and that the Father will soon open the gates and the four horsemen will begin their horrible ride. But at just the same time, on just the other side of it all, is the joy and glory of the wedding and gathering his bride to himself." She had a vision. She was listening to "We Will Dance on the Streets of the City" by Travis Cottrell, and I saw multitudes upon multitudes of people dressed in white, peasant-type costumes, the women in white dresses, not robes, but some with dainty flower embroidery decorations on their bodice. They reminded me of a Scandinavian folk costume. On their heads were wreaths of many-colored flowers with ribbons hanging down behind. The men were in white, long-sleeved tunic tops with white trousers. All were in bare feet, and everyone was dancing together in the streets of New Jerusalem. Some were playing the tambourine, some flutes, some dancing with arms about each other's shoulders in a line. Others watching and clapping along, some dancing in circles together. Jesus was everywhere, now with this group, now with that, smiling, laughing, singing, and dancing along with it all. It was the celebration of celebrations. So that is how the Lord is speaking to Carol right now. And Ezekiel has been in the garden with Jesus, and so have I, for days. And now he has appeared resolute before Pilate. Ezekiel has used his scriptures and gone to his Bible and opened to Matthew 27. "Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people made their plans on how to have Jesus executed. So they bound him and led him away and handed him over to Pilate, the governor." This is the exact same vision that Carol was having. The other thing that came to Ezekiel was Isaiah 61. "I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame." So he set his face like flint. That was the message that Ezekiel got from these scriptures. And as you all know, I've been not hearing from the Lord for over a week now. It's been really hard. But I know that the Lord was allowing it because he's in charge of everything. And tonight, Ezekiel and I had a communion service, and right after I received communion, the Lord began to speak, and he said, "Have you forgotten, my bride, how to hold me? Do you not care about my suffering right now? Do you not see I'm in the midst of the trial? Please forget yourself and stand with me as I go through my renewed passion." Now, I want to say before I share this with you, I have to say that I've been pretty selfish in prayer. I've really wanted to see and hear him, and I've sat before him worshiping him, but not really connecting with where he was at and the suffering that he had right now. Thinking more about the suffering I'm having was not hearing from him. So this is how he began. And then he continued, "What is coming upon me now is nothing short of a second crucifixion, and how I long to see my bride at the foot of the cross. Claire, are you listening?" "I'm trying to, Lord." My mind was wandering. "Is this really you, Jesus?" He continued, "This is my breakthrough for you, my love. I have longed to speak to you and hear your sweet voice replying, but much has been intercepted by the enemy." "Lord, how can that be?" "It is what it is, faulty discernment. And I've been with you this whole time, but the enemy has stolen what I wanted to give you. Lord, why did you allow this?" And, you know, just a few moments ago, I had gone to the Bible promises because, again, I was drawing a blank in worship. I couldn't even see him. And I discerned through the Bible promises that I'd fallen short in hospitality with our elderly guest up front. So I resolved to make it right tomorrow. But I certainly didn't expect that he was going to speak to me tonight until he did. So I asked him, why has you allowed this? Faulty discernment. I've been with you this whole time, but the enemy has stolen what I wanted to give you. And Lord, why did you allow this? You already know the answer to that, so let's move on. Suffice it to say, you need to be much more careful these days in discernment, both of you, for the enemy will use your techniques against you. So how do I protect from that? Humility and appealing to my mercy. I only allow what is necessary for the health of your soul. When I need more attention paid to shortcomings and neglects, I allow this. The readings about hospitality and your inspirations for your elderly guest were a key to unlocking this stalemate. Now that you have chosen to care for this very little irascible soul, I have visited you with my deliverance. Never underestimate the power of charity to a very little one. I'm sorry, Lord, I have been avoiding this, but I thought perhaps it was my husband I was neglecting. No, you allowed your flesh to dictate to you. Be on guard. The enemy is cunning, and you aren't always paying good attention. He knows that if you neglect someone in your charge, I will not be happy, and perhaps will correct you, as I have. I wish you would care for her out of the love in your heart, and not fear, but I'll use whatever works for the good of your soul. I deserve this, Lord. I'm so sorry. And I do feel love for her. It is my flesh, you're right. But thank you for delivering me. I always feel better when I go out of my way for her. Let me welcome you back into my arms in fellowship. I have missed you, Claire." I was crying at that point. I mean, who wouldn't? He continued, I know. I have heard the longing of your heart, and it pained me. Yet I knew this was a lesson you had to grasp. Please don't let me down, nor let your guard down. When you got enemies, that should have been a clear signal to you that this was not my doing. There was interference. Lord, you know it was, But I also know the enemy does nothing without your permission. Well, tonight you hit on it. Ezekiel piped in from the other room. The gate of charity being abandoned, the devils came and feasted. And that's from the ancient Desert Fathers. The gate of charity being abandoned, the devils came and feasted. I replied to the Lord, well, I thought perhaps you were allowing this as a fast offering too, Lord. He continued, I always make the ultimate use of every suffering and inconvenience in your life. Typically, part goes to correction and part goes in the offering. That is, Simon's offering. In these times, your offerings evaporate like mist the moment they are made. Such is the nature of the demands of grace. Listen, my dove, I'm here now. I have hidden you in my heart, where no evil can penetrate. I have washed you and dressed you in fine linen. You are clean before me. Those who have attacked you, I have visited with correction. I desire peace and concord in my body. I hate dissembling and jealousy. I will visit all according to what they have sown. My brides, please do not force me to visit you with judgment. In all things, I wish for my chosen vessels to respond to my voice in whomever I send. Downgrading others is a terrible sin in the body, and it hurts those who do it more than they recognize. I visit them with trials and remove my hedge of protection. I wish to restore them. Don't harden your hearts against one another. Rather, in all humility, embrace the words I speak through each and every one when you discern. Do not reject my vessels. They've been sent to bless you. And you, on your part, my bride, continue to do violence to the flesh that wishes to respond in an unseemly way. Boy, that's the truth. Oh, I get upset. Well, for a short amount of time, there's a button there, you know, and my flesh wants to jump up and strangulate somebody. But thank the Lord, it gives me the grace to correct myself and end up praying for them. The Lord continued, bless them who persecute you. And if your blessing is rejected, it will return to you multiplied. I have need of prayers for these who oppose me. I ask all on your channel, pray for your enemies. They are in danger of being left behind because of their bitter, jealous spirits. I have no desire to see them suffer in this way. So I ask you, forgive them and pray for them. This is all for now, my darling bride. I'm so happy to hear your heart responding to me. I am so happy you know that I'm truly with you and will never depart from you, but hide myself for only a moment to correct your sins. In truth, I can't wait for such a trial as this to be over. Oh, how I love you. And as for you, all my brides, you already know my approach is at the door. Continue in patience and serving me. Let me find you all busy about my business when that fateful moment comes. Let me see you going to bed exhausted from serving and interceding. This will be highly pleasing to me as the rest of the world sleeps and has no idea of what has come upon them. And that's the end of the message.